You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From former A's outfielder...
Here comes Kotze! Here comes the relay! The slide! He's in there! Inside the park! Home run! Mark Kotze!
To A's manager, it's time for the Manager Show with Mark Kotze, presented by Nest Bedding. The A's skipper sits down with Chris Townsend exclusively on A's Cast. Visit nestbedding.com today. Here's Chris Townsend.
Time now for the Mark Kotze Show here on A's Cast, brought to you by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to one of their locations in the Bay Area, or you shop online, nestbedding.com. When you're there, use the coupon code Oakland to get 10% off your entire order for your mattress, your pillows, your bedding, you name it. So either in their stores in the Bay Area or online, nestbedding.com, use the coupon code Oakland. Mark, how are you?
Yeah, it's good to be back. I know we joked off the air that it felt like we were just moving to Detroit, but, you know, 5 games in 4 days there. Back home now for another 4 games in 3 days. So it's a little bit of a grind right now.
I got to tell you, the 5-game is really interesting because it's like, I feel like I know the Detroit Tigers. Like, I feel like I could do Tiger pre and post game. I know them so well. I mean, what was that like as a manager? What was it like for the players? Because this is not something that happens very often. We see it in the minor leagues, but not in the big leagues.
Yeah, no, you know, sometimes you fear if there's an incident that happens between the two teams and you've got 5 full games and, you know, that it gets to a point where it's out of control or escalates to, you know, some tension. But fortunately, there were clean games between both teams. We came out on the positive side. But, you know, one thing that you kind of not get relaxed necessarily, but you do all your advance on a team. And then generally, you know, 2 days later, you're often playing someone else. So it did give us a little bit of freedom to have some enjoyment there. But the doubleheader in between on day two took a lot of time out of our day.
What has it meant to you to get innings out of your starters to help out the bullpen and just help you out from a stand where you're not stressing about having enough arms? And as you said, another doubleheader coming up here.
Yeah, no, the starting rotation has done a tremendous job. I don't know where they sit in terms of against the league average, but I feel like they've provided us, you know, 5+ innings, you know, every time they go out. So, you know, hopefully we can continue to get those type of performances. As you said, it helps the bullpen. And, you know, the bullpen's been solid. We've got a lot of different guys down there that fulfilled a lot of different roles. And, you know, that culture still maintains that mindset that it's about getting outs. And I think we've seen that over this road trip.
I mean, Kotze, you're looking at a situation. You got back-to-back games where you got Zach Logue and Adrian Martinez. Martinez making his debut. Logue, it's just his second career start. You got 12 and a third innings of scoreless baseball, no walks. I mean, just take us through that. These kids come up and they've been dazzling for you.
Yeah, you know, it's great to see both of these kids, Adrian Martinez, we acquired in the Sean Manaea deal. You know, in Vegas, it's difficult, I think, to pitch in Vegas. Looking at their lines and their numbers, I don't think it gives them a fair assessment. Although the one thing that does stand out is whether they throw strikes. And Adrian hadn't, you know, necessarily done that consistently in AAA. And when he came up for his start in Detroit, he actually threw strikes and was very impressive, mixed his pitches, his breaking ball was sharp, and his changeup, which I believe is more or less a screwball action, was really impressive. So as we talk about, you know, on the mound, it's about commanding the baseball, throwing strikes and limiting, you know, the amount of base runners you can, you know, stay away from. So Adrian and Zach both had great performances. And as you said, it helped us going into this weekend for sure.
Talk about the confidence you have in Danny Jimenez at the end of games now.
Yeah, Danny's done a tremendous job settling in. You know, he's fulfilling the back end of this bullpen role. He's had success, and it's fun to watch him. I feel like there's a bit of ice in his veins. He's not scared to throw a 3-2 breaking ball as he did yesterday to the leadoff hitter in the ninth, and got a swing and miss on a chase. But Danny's done a good job, and I'm real happy for Danny. He had a grind to get here to the big leagues. As we all know, he was a part of this organization for a brief moment last spring training, and was sent back out to the Giants, I believe, and then it ended up pitching in Toronto in the AAA level and closing games for them there and had success. So it's good to see him having success here with us.
You know, we're almost about a month and a half into the season, so there's quite a few games underneath your guys' belt. What have you really learned about your ball club so far?
Well, I do know that they fight, that's for sure. They care about one another. You can see the energy in the dugout yesterday when Brownie hits that home run in the eighth inning. They've come together as a team. They rally around each other. And obviously we've gone through a tough stretch here a few weeks ago, or maybe less than a few weeks ago, where we lost several games in a row. And I did feel like there was a tick of a lack of confidence in that room. And we addressed that. We got through it, and they responded. And couldn't be happier with how we played in Detroit. But we continue to make adjustments. We continue to try to get better on a daily basis and come to the ballpark with the expectation to win.
Yeah, and really the first big hurdle for you as a manager when you lose 9 in a row, you don't want everybody feeling like the sky is falling on you. And I think you have to be really proud that after that, you saw your team win 4 out of 5 in Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. That shows some character there. And that Monday afternoon in Detroit, we did have a short, brief meeting together. The message was, it was direct. In my mind, there was a lack of confidence, and we had, fallen into this grind and this rut. As a team, we started out with no expectations and we played really good baseball. We beat some really good teams. And for me, that shows that we can compete. We can play on any field with any team. And I think through that period of time where we lost several games, we got down on ourselves. We started pressing a little bit, and you could see it in their approaches at the plate. You could see it in the bullpen a little bit. But we like you said, we rebounded and we had a good series in Detroit.
Now, meetings, speeches, all that kind of stuff is great, but if you do it too much, guys start rolling their eyes, they don't buy in. How important is it when you do call that meeting, think about yourself as a player, as a coach, now as a manager, that it has to be right, because you can't, if you go to that card too many times, it just won't work.
No, you said it perfectly. You've got to be able to feel the heartbeat of the team. You got to be able to feel the guys, in their temperaments and what they're going through and really just what needs to be said and what they need to hear. So you got to pick your spots and hope that the team responds. And they did. They won that night 2-0. We got to shake hands. We talked about shaking hands after that meeting. It always feels good when you walk out of there and the message was sent, they responded, we got wins. But more than just the wins, it was just, you could see the group kind of take a breath and say, you're right. We are good. We are a good team. But it's human nature to get down on yourselves when the losses stack up. And like you said, you feel like the sky is falling, right?
Well, now you got the Halos coming to town, and they're healthy. They're starting to hit. All the stars are starting to hit. What's your advanced scouts, and what's the data looking like on the Halos for these 4 games?
Well, they are a really good team. There's no doubt. They have some all-star players on their team that, future Hall of Famer, possibly Mike Trout. Hey, they're a baseball team. And they've got to come into our Coliseum and play the game. They're up and down their lineup. They're pretty solid. Tonight they're throwing a younger pitcher that they've called up from Double A. So, you know, I think overall we'll get to see them for the first time, and at that point we can assess, you know, whether their record speaks for them, you know, or you know, we can get some wins this weekend.
When Mike Trout is looming and you're looking at your scorecard and you're always following, okay, when's this guy going to come up? You're going to get that for the first time as a skipper. What do you think that's going to be like, and how much are you always looking to see when he's coming up on deck and then coming to the plate?
Well, you know when he's coming up on deck, but in terms of, you know, whether we pitch to him or not, you know, we'll talk that through as a staff. You know, he's having a great year. He's off to a great start, as you're talking about. You know, we'll try to limit the damage, and you know, at the end of the day, the game will tell us what to do, really.
And when you think about Shohei Ohtani, I just wonder, do you ever sit back and go, man, I could have done that? Because you could have done that. I watched you do it. I experienced that in college. I saw you do that. I mean, do you ever sit there and go, man, I would have loved to have that shot?
No, it would have been fun. I don't think I would have had the success that he's had. You know, it's definitely a grind, and a, you know, for him, you watch him, you know, I mean, he's a really, really talented individual. I would be nowhere near that talented. I appreciate the compliments, but, you know, Shohei, I guess in you look at it in baseball terms, and the only person that really comes to mind is Babe Ruth, really.
Now, I know, it's absolutely crazy when you think about it. And let's end on this. After that, you got the Twins again. And if you look back to that Twin series, yeah, you were swept, but every game was by one run, and you guys were so back and forth in that. What do you think about seeing the Twins again so fast?
Yeah, you know, these schedules, it's Angels, Twins, Angels. So in the next 10 games, you know, two teams that are playing really good baseball. So, like you said, we played really good baseball against the Twins in Minnesota. We didn't come on the right end, but, you know, we obviously know we can compete. We can play with them, and, you know, hopefully it'll be our turn to win those one-run ball games against them.
I got to tell you, when you look at it, like I'm looking at my scorebook right now. So you're 7-7 against the East. You're 4-7 against the Central. You've only played one game in division. It's like, where is the West? Are we still in the West? It's crazy how little you played in division.
Yeah, well, we're going to run in division here. I think we've got 21 of our next 24 maybe in division. So we're getting to see these teams that, you know, obviously we're competing against to get in the postseason. And, you know, we'll assess where we follow through these next 25 games.
Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, Tony, thanks for having me, bud.
And that's the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Ness Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to one of their locations in the Bay Area or shop online at nestbedding.com. Use the coupon code Oakland to get 10% off your entire order. Whether we're talking beds, sheets, pillows, you name it, nestbedding.com. Use the coupon code Oakland to get 10% off. That's the Mark Kotze Show. Now, back to A's Cast, powered by iHeartRadio.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.